blind man. Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
马可福音第十章第四十六节，到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是迪买的儿子巴迪买，坐在路旁。他听见拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！”有许多人责备他，不许他作声，他却越发大声喊着说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧！”耶稣就站住说：“叫过他来。”他们就叫那瞎子对他说：“放心起来，他叫你了。”瞎子就丢下衣服，跳起来走到耶稣那里。耶稣说：“要我为你做什么？”瞎子说：“拉波尼，我要能看见。”耶稣说：“你去吧，你的信救了你了。”瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
The children are now dismissed for Sunday school.
小孩子请到主日学去。
I would now like to introduce to you and welcome our guest speaker, Pastor Chen.
我们来一起欢迎我们今天的那个陈道德牧师。
那我在这里简短的介绍一下陈道德牧师，他是在我们今天的特别讲员，是这个来自浙江温州，我就跟我们的新恩牧师是小同乡了。那这个他是第三代的基督徒，自小参与教会服事，2000年开始全职侍奉，2004年赴新加坡神学院深造，毕业后回温州乐清的母会，从事文字、神学教育以及牧养方面的服事。2010年，和太太周丽来美继续服事与学习，现在是谷区国语浸信会的传道。Let me briefly introduce Minister 道德陈。He came from the same town as Pastor Xing En back in China, and he's a third generation Christian, and also serve the church in Wenzhou, and in 2000 he became a full-time minister, and in 2004 he went to Singapore to study a seminary, and then he went back to Wenzhou to serve in the various ministry, and currently he is in the minister in the San Fernando Valley at the Mandarin Baptist Church. I give the following time to Chen Dao De.
Oh, 各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
好，我们一起先做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们要感谢，我们要赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give all the praises to you.
从你那丰满的恩典里面，我们都领受了。
From your abundant grace, we have received.
我们恩上加恩，领受了你的恩典。
We have received the grace over and over.
今天我们来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Today we come before you to worship you.
求你能够与我们同在。
Be with us.
当我们以金钱向你奉献的时候。
When we offering our money today.
当我们祷告的时候。
When we offering our prayers.
当我们唱诗的时候。
When we sing praises.
当我们静默的时候。
When we meditate before you.
当我们现在聆听你话语的时候。
When we come to listen your words.
都当成敬拜献给我们的上帝。
We use that as our worship to you.
求你能够与我们同在。
Be in present with us.
让我们心存敬畏。
So we have a heart of worship.
无论你的孩子和众弟兄姐妹
，whether it's the children of your kingdom or other unbelievers，
我们愿意在你的面前聆听你的话语。
We are willing to come before you, listening your words。
主啊，请说，仆人们静听。
Lord, speak, then the servants listen.
请说，仆人们静听。
Please speak to us, we listen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends.
刚才我们所读的这段经文呢，是告诉我们是一个瞎子的故事。
The Bible verses we have read really introduce a story about a blind man.
今年是2013年的最后一天。
Today is the last day of the year 2013.
我想与大家分享的关于梦想的题目。
I want to talk about a topic regarding dream.
因为过年的时候大家都喜欢谈梦想。
When it comes to a New Year time, people would like to talk about dream.
记得2013年的年初的时候，奥巴马在谈美国梦。
I remember in the beginning of 2013, President Obama was talking about dream.
习近平也在谈中国梦。
The President Xi Jinping was talking about China dream.
那到底中国梦是什么呢？
What is the dream, the China dream?
在网络上大家都会有自己的一个评说。
People have made many commentaries in the website.
有时候中国梦是富强梦。
Some people say the China dream is about a strong, strong nation.
但是呢，有更多的自由分子说中国梦是应该是宪政梦。
There are some free intellects, you know, suggesting that China dream is actually a dream of constitutionalism.
我今天会与弟兄姊妹来分享的梦想是为主来梦想。
Today, my sharing about the dream is dream a dream for the Lord.
圣经所告诉我们。
In the scripture, it tells us.
你会发现在这段经文的上一文呢，看到耶稣的梦想。
From the earlier verses in this passage, it talks about Jesus' dream.
第十章的三十一至三十四节里面，耶稣再次提到他的梦想。
So in verses 31 to 34 in this chapter, Jesus talked about his dream.
就是被人羞辱的梦想。
He talks about how he will be mocked by others.
他要被钉在十字架上。
Be crucified on the cross.
但是第三天死里复活。
Then he rises after 3 days.
这是耶稣的梦想。
This is a dream about Jesus.
35至45节里面呢。
From verse 35 to 45.
我们看到两个门徒的梦想。
It talks about dream of two disciples.
他在耶稣面前说了一个不可思议的梦。
He talked about an incredible dream before Jesus.
他说希望将来两兄弟能够坐在耶稣的左右边。
They talked about when they go to the heaven, they can sit by side of Jesus on left or right.
这是自私的梦想。
This is a very selfish dream.
这是关于权力的梦想。
This is a dream about the desire for power.
后来他们遭到了耶稣的教训以及门徒们的恼怒。
So they were rebuked by Jesus and the disciples were indignant about their dream.
但是呢，后来我们看到一个瞎子的梦想。
Then here comes a dream from a blind man.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣出耶利哥的时候呢。
The scripture talks about this is a time when Jesus came to Jericho.
他遇见一个瞎子。
He came across a blind man.
他的名字叫巴迪买。
His name is Bartimaeus.
告诉我们他的爸爸的名字叫迪买。
And his father's name is Timaeus.
他是坐在一个路旁逃放的瞎子。
He was sitting by the roadside begging.
基本上我们在这里看见一个可怜的人。
So we're really seeing a man of pity.
在当时的社会里面，瞎子被视为一种严重的疾病。
In those times, you know, a blind man is viewed as having a severe disease.
特别是生来就瞎眼的，根本没有办法去医治。
Particularly for a person born blind, it's impossible to cure it.
一旦瞎眼，可能一辈子都是个瞎子。
If he has the blindness, probably they're going to have it for the entire life.
所以他是一个可怜的人。
So he's really a man of pity.
在生理上，他是个病人。
Physically, he's sick.
他是瞎子，所以活在黑暗当中。
He's blind, so he lives in the darkness.
生活上有许多需要别人帮助的地方。
He depends on other people for his living needs.
在心理上，他是一个没有盼望的人。
Psychologically, he has no hopes.
瞎眼的机会没有可能治愈。
For his blindness is not curable.
他知道自己一辈子要活在一个黑暗当中。
He knows he's going to be living in the darkness for the entire life.
所以无奈一直在折磨着他。
So he'sfrustrated and tortured by that problem.
不仅仅如此，在宗教上，他是一个遭受歧视的人。
Religiously, he is discriminated.
他要常常被人责问。
He will be always rebuked by others. Why you are born blind? He even do some theological research. He asked the question about who committed the sin. So he became blind. It's because his sin, because his parents' sin.
所以总之, 瞎子的生活,
overall, it's a miserable life for a blind man.
你知道在2013年有一句话被, 中国的网友被称为中国最为心酸的一句话。
In the year of 2013, there is a most heartbreaking statement related by the people in the internet.
一个六岁的男孩子小冰冰,
a six-year-old boy named Bing Bing.
他在医院里面醒过来的第一句话就是,
when he woke up in the hospital, he said this first sentence.
妈妈, 天为什么还不亮啊?
Mom, why is the dawn yet to come?
因为这六岁的孩子的眼睛被残酷地挖掉了。
Because his eyeballs was cut off viciously by others.
瞎眼是非常可怜的。
Blindness is miserable.
这个糟糕的人有梦想吗?
So such a man of pity has a dream?
一个可怜的人有梦想吗?
Does a pitiful man have a dream?
后来耶稣问他说, 你要为我, 为你做什么?
So Jesus then later asked him, what do you want me to do for you?
当他说, 我要能看见的时候,
he said, I want to see.
显示瞎眼是一个有梦想的人。
So it means that even a blind man has a dream.
他有看得见的梦想。
He has a dream to be able to see.
虽然一直活在黑暗当中,
even he has been living in the darkness,
但是他心中有一个梦,
but he has a dream in his heart.
他想能够看见的梦,
he want to have a sight.
但是他的梦想实现了吗?
But how is he dream actualized?
根据当时的医学是不可能实现的。
According to the medical technique in that time, it's not curable.
但是耶稣的出现一切变得可能。
But the appearance of Jesus made everything impossible.
就像圣经所告诉我们的那样,
it's just like what the scripture has told us.
耶稣经过耶利哥的时候,
when Jesus came to Jericho,
巴底买知道了,
Bartimaeus knew about it.
他实际向主呼求,
he made his plea.
后来得到了主的祝福,
then he received the blessing.
所以他梦想成真了,
so his dream came true.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
因为有主,
because of the Lord, Bartimaeus' dream has come true.
所以为主来梦想的第一个方面就是梦想因为有主,
so the first aspect about dream a dream for the Lord, it's about the dream is going to be come true because of the Lord.
巴西有个足球明星叫做卡卡,
there's a very famous soccer player, his name is Kaká.
他长得很帅,
he's a very handsome guy.
踢球踢得很好,
he's a great player.
所以呢, 记者说, 在这么帅的人当中,
so the journalist often say that he is the best player in the most handsome man.
在踢球踢得好的人当中,
then among all of the players, he is the most handsome guy.
他是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
He's a very good Christian.
他每一次进球之后都会竖起双手指向天空。
Every time when he goes, he points his index fingers to the sky.
他说每一个进球都是献给上帝的。
He said that's the dedication to my God.
卡卡在2007年的时候获得了世界足球先生的称号。
In the year of 2007, he was elected as the FIFA World Player of the Year. This is the highest reputation in the world soccer game.
在获奖的感言中他说,
when he came to his award address, he said this.
这是一个特殊的夜晚,
this is a special evening.
他说我从小的梦想只不过仅仅在圣保罗踢球球。
When I was young, my only dream is to play for St. Paul.
但是现在上帝给予我的已经远远超过我的梦想。
Now what God has given me is beyond, far beyond what I have dreamed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们, 你有梦想吗?
But dear brothers and sisters, do you have a dream?
我相信你有。
I believe you have a dream.
我相信你对于你的未来有非常多的计划。
I believe you have a lot of plans for your future.
你为着你的婚姻做着规划。
You have a plan for your marriage.
年轻人想能够结婚。
For young people, you want to get married.
已婚的人想好好的计划去爱你的另外一半。
For those people who are married, you want to give your love to the other half. That's your dream.
你为着你的事业来计划。
You make a plan for your job.
做生意的计划能够赚更多的钱。
You want to make more money in your business.
你上班的想完成更多上司的任务，并且得到提升。
For working people, you want to get a promotion.
这是你的梦想。
This is your dream.
为着你的侍奉，你来梦想。
Oh, you also have a dream for the ministry in the
church. 包括在座的长辈，我也相信你对你的2014年有你的梦想，有你的计划。
I also believe for the senior people who are sitting here, you have a plan for the next year too.
我相信这个教会对明年一定会有自己的计划。
And I also believe this church has a plan for next year.
明年的计划就是这个教会的梦想。
The next year's plan of this church is.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请你相信，因为有主，一切变得可能。
So, brothers and sisters, please believe that everything is possible because of the Lord.
就如圣经诗篇第127篇第一节所告诉我们的。
It's just like what is said in Psalm 127.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord builds the house, its builder labor in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人枉然进行。
Unless the Lord watches this over the city,
所以亲爱的
the watchman will stand.Guard in vain.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若不是耶和华的看顾和他参与到我们的生活当中，你的生命就是枉然。
So if it's not God's participation or work in your life, everything you do is in vain.
所以，求上帝能够介入到我们的生活当中。
So may you have to ask for God's participation and work in your life.
求我们的上帝能够介入到我们的梦想里面。
So God can enters into your dream.
无论你拥有什么样的梦想
，No matter what dream you have,
因为有主，梦想变得可能。
Dream becomes possible because of God.
圣经第48-49节会告诉我们。
Then it comes verses 48 and 49.
当他喊叫耶稣的时候呢
？When Bartimaeus shouted to Jesus,
他知道这个耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。
He knows this is God's son.
他称他为大卫的子孙。
He called him the son of David.
那是一个弥赛亚的称号。
It is a calling for Messiah.
他说求主可怜。
Lord have mercy on me.
但是他遭到了众人的指责。
Then he was rebuked by others.
圣经告诉我们说，不，众人不许他作声。
So the scripture tells us that the others tell him to be quiet.
所以在这里我们看见，瞎子想看见的梦想，他遭到了周遭人的反对和制止。
So for dream to be seen was rebuked by others.
但是巴蒂买仍然坚持自己的梦想。
But Bartimaeus insisted on his dream.
面对别人的反对，他进行了积极性的对抗。
Against the opposing of others, he insisted on his dream.
圣经怎么说的呢？他越发大声的喊着说。
The scripture says that he shouted louder.
这是对梦想的执着和坚持。
This is his perseverance on his dream.
也正是因为他的执着和坚持，耶稣在最后一刻停下来了。
Because of his insisting on his dream, then Jesus stopped.
并且给他实现梦想的机会。
Then offering an opportunity for his dream to come true.
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，实现梦想的过程里面一定会有很多的压力。
Brothers and sisters, as you are trying to make your dream come true, you're going to face pressures in that process.
我们的梦想不一定会得到所有人的肯定和支持。
We may not get confirmation from others.
我们甚至会得到很多的质疑和阻拦。
You may get a lot of barriers, obstacles.
所以梦想不可能是一帆风顺的。
So it's not going to be really all smooth sailing for your dream pursuing.
特别是在这个非常现实的社会当中。
In such a realistic society,
很多人会用常识告诉你说这是不可能的。
Some people will tell you your dream is impossible, but according to common sense.
有人会用理性会告诉你说这是不可能的。
Some people will tell you that's no by their rationality.
有人会有经验告诉你说这是不可能的。
Some people will tell you no based upon their experiences.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
巴蒂买的梦想会告诉我们说
，What we have learned from Bartimaeus' dream，
你要坚持你自己的梦想。
You have to press on.
所以第二个方面是梦想需要勇敢去面对。
So the second aspect about the dream is you have to face the challenges as you pursue your dream.
有一个男子他捐了一所小学。
A man who made a donation to build a new school.
开学的时候他对小朋友讲了一个故事。
In the first day of the school, he came to tell the children a story.
他说从前有个小男孩。
once in a while, once upon, there was a little boy.
他家里呢也不是特别富裕。
He's not from a rich family.
有一天呢，老师呢在课堂上要求学生把自己的梦想、把自己的理想给写下来。
One day, the teacher asked the children to do a homework, writing an essay about their dreams.
晚上，小男孩写了一篇长达七页的作文。
This little boy spent a lot of time in writing a 7-page-long essay.
他详细地描述了自己的理想。
He described in details about his dream.
而且他画了一幅画来表示自己的理想。
He even drew a picture about his dream.
画里面有庄园，有牲畜，有土地，还有他想住的大房子。
In his picture, he really has drawn about the mango, the land, the leaf stalks, and a big house he would like to live.
第二天，他把作业交给他的老师。
Then he gave his homework the second day to the teacher.
过了几天，老师还给他的作业写上不及格。
Then he received a failing grade from the teacher a few
days
later. 并
且呢，老师把他叫到办公室里面。
Then the teacher called him to the office.
小孩子问老师为什么不给我不及格。
Then the little boy asked the teacher, why am I getting a failing grade?
老师对他说，像你这样的孩子整天想一些不可能实现的事情。
The teacher said, little boy like you, you daydream all the time about unrealistic things.
他说，你知道吗，想得到这样的状元需要很多很多的条件，很多很多的钱。
He said that if you want to get such a big land and house, you need a lot of money.
我不见得你有。
I don't think you have it.
我也不见得你爸爸会有。
I don't think your father has it.
他说拜托回去重写一篇。
Go back, rewrite your essay.
写得实际一点。
Just to be realistic about what you will be dreaming about.
小孩子回到家里面，他想了很久。
So the little boy went back home,
他问他的
and he was thinking over and over.
他问他的爸爸我该怎么办。
He asked his father, what should I do?
他的爸爸说,
Then he replied,
这是你的梦想, 你自己去决定。
This is your dream. You make a decision about your dream.
后来第二天, 小男孩把原来的作业交给他的老师。
The second day, he gave the same essay back to the teacher.
他说了一句话, 老师你可以给我不及格。
He said, teacher, you can give me a failing grade again.
但是我还是要保留我的梦想。
But this is my dream. I want to keep up.With my dream.
故事讲完了，小男孩对这些这个男子对这些小朋友说。
When it comes to the end of the story, this young man said to the audience,
我就是那个小男孩。
I am that little boy.
现在的我住进我梦想的庄园。
Now I'm in my, you know, dreamed, wonderland.
那篇作文我依然保持着。
I still keep that essay.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我知道在你的心中有很多想为主所做的事情。
In your heart, you may have many things you thought about doing for the Lord.
但是因为有很多的压力。
But because of pressure.
很多的质疑。
A lot of questioning.
很多的否定。
A lot of the, you know, a lot of the negative confirmation about what you can do.
所以你放弃了你自己的梦想。
So you give it up, your dream.
有人告诉我说，我要在新的一年里面要好好的去关心人，好好去爱人。
Some people would say, I'm going to really give more caring to many, many people in the new year.
过段的时间，他说我不再做了。
Then not long after, he said, I'm not going to do it anymore.
因为我在爱人的过程里面，我受到了伤害。
Because I got hurt in the process of loving others.
今天在教会里面，我不知道你们教会有没有对明年做出很多的计划，很多的一些目标。
I don't know at this time if people in your church have made many plans for the next year.
我想说，当我们完成这些计划的时候，一定会有很多的压力，很多的挑战。
I have to say, no matter what kind of plan you have, you're going to come across pressure and difficulties.
我也只看到很多的一些年轻人，他在读大学的过程里面，他有很多为主所做的事情，很多的梦想。
I also have known many young people who are college students. They have a lot of dreams about doing, you know, evolving ministries for the Lord.
但是过了十几年之后，你再看到他的时候，他对于教会、对于自己的理想，对于自己为主要做的一些梦都没有了。
But if you see them again a decade later, they have lost their dreams about doing many things for the Lord.
现实会让我们变得非常的现实。
The reality is going to change us to make us more realistic.
今天弟兄姐妹，我想说，请你重拾你的梦想。
brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, you need pick up the dream probably you had before.
继续为主来做梦吧。
You have to dream a dream for the Lord.
不要让外界的压力剥夺我们做梦的权利。
You can't, you know, you can't submit to the outside, pressure, so you give up the dream, the, your right of making a dream.
不要让追逐梦想过程当中的挑战剥夺我们做梦的权利。
You can't let the challenge in the process of pursuing a dream deprive your right of dreaming a dream.
请你相信我们的上帝，他尊重我们的梦想。
Have faith on Lord who will respect our dreams.
他不随便打击我们的梦想。
He will not really look down upon our dreams.
或许他觉得我们时间还没有到。
Maybe from he, you know, for him, it's not the right time for that dream.
或者他根本不会让我们梦想成真。
Maybe he's not going to let our dream come true.
但是我们的上帝一定不希望我们随随便便放弃我们的梦想。
But our Lord would not like for us to give up our dreams easily.
他不想我们没有经过努力就放弃。
He would not like for us to give up our dreams without putting efforts.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们再回到圣经里面所告诉我们的。
Let's come back to this passage.
后来耶稣呢叫他过来。
Jesus called him.
后来他来的时候，耶稣就问他说
：“Then Jesus asked him,
要我为你做什么
？What can I do for you？”
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是一个不容易的一个回答。
This is a not easy answer.
他说：“我要能看见。
”He said, "I want to see."
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你不要以为这是一个容易的答案。
Do not take this for granted. It's not easy answer.
耶稣问他说：“你要我为你做什么？”
Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
你觉得答案一定是要能看见吗
？Do you think that the answer must be, "I want to see"?
可能的答案是什么呢
？There are many possible answers.
他是个乞丐，对不对
？He's a beggar, right?
他说我要能钱，有钱。
Then this guy can say, "I want more money."
耶稣啊，让我成为一个最有钱的乞丐。
He may ask Jesus to make him the richest beggar.
或者是他说
，Or he may say something like.
耶稣啊，你知道我做乞丐的过程里面有很多人欺负我。
You say now many people bullied me, you know, when I was a beggar.
这是一个充满仇恨的人。
So he has a lot of hatred in his heart.
让那些欺负我的人都变成瞎子。
So make those guys who bullied me blind, man.
可能吗
？Is that possible?
又或者说，主啊，求你能够给我预备一个太太。
Or he may ask about Lord, prepare a wife for me.
最好也是个瞎子，跟我一起去讨饭。
Better it's a blind woman, so we can go begging together.
我告诉你，当时他说我要能看见。
But he answered to Jesus.
这是一个非常大胆的梦想。
It's a very brave and bold dream.
这个梦想说明了一个事实。
This is a dream that tells a fact.
巴迪麦相信过去的我不等于未来的我。
But Bartimaeus believes that the past Bartimaeus is not as same as the Bartimaeus in future.
过去我是瞎子，不等我的未来就是瞎子。
The past me as a blind man does not speak to the future me as a blind man.
过去我是个逃犯的，不等我的未来就是个逃犯的。
I was a beggar in the past doesn't mean I'm going to be a beggar in the future.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，The brothers and sisters，
我要能看见是一个非常伟大的梦想。
I want to see it's a great dream，
因为他不把过去的当成未来的。
Because they did not take the past.As a necessity consequence for the future.
但是就是有很多人把过去的当成一辈子的事情。
But many people seem to view their past as the continuation of their future.
过去是瞎子，所以一辈子要做瞎子。
So if they were a blind man in the past, and then he will be a blind man forever.
过去他是偷盗的，一辈子就要做偷盗的。
It's the pocket picker in the past. He will bebe a stealing guy in the future.
过去是贫穷的，一辈子就是个贫穷的。
He was poor in the past. He will be poor forever.
过去是一个糊里糊涂的基督徒，一辈子要做一个糊里糊涂的基督徒。
He was a confusing Christian in the past. Probably he will continue to be confused about the faith.
过去我们教会人数不多，我们的教会就永远人数不多。
So in the past, we do not have a lot of people in the congregation. Then in the future, that will be the same situation.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters
所以当巴底们说我要能看见的时候是一个颠覆他整个人生的一个要求
So when Padima said I want to see and that is a request a dream that over, is going, who, which is over, going to overturn his life
他要改变
He wants change
梦想不是白日做梦
Dream is not a daydream
我在电视上在这次回中国的时候在电视上看在中国的电视里面看到有一个采访很有意思。
When I went back China to visit this summer, I saw a TV show, and it was about an interview.
问一个年轻人你的梦想是什么?
The correspondents asked a young guy, what's your dream?
那个年轻人说我要成我想梦想成为富二代。
So the young guy answered, I want to become the children of the second generation rich.
那你要做怎么样的努力
Then the correspondent continued by asking, what efforts you need to put on?
他说我不需要努力我爸爸要努力
He said, I don't need to work hard, my dad needs to work hard.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹梦想不是白日做梦
So, brothers and sisters, dream is not about having a daydream.
梦想是需要现在要去改变
Dream is about making change now.
过去他是个瞎子
In the past, he was a blind man.
他做不做好准备了，因为根据医学条件，他一辈子要做瞎子。
He has no hope because medically, according to medical conditions, he's going to be blind man forever.
你以为他一定要看见，这是个理所当然的要求吗？
Do you think this is a very reasonable request for becoming a sight person?
你知道我们中国人都会讲秘籍啊。祖传秘方。
The Chinese people used to look for Chinese medicine secrets. Yeah, secrets of Chinese medicine. Yeah.
有段时间我咳嗽得很厉害。
Once I was coughing a lot.
当我咳嗽的时候，很多人会告诉你要做什么事情，对不对
？So when you cough, many people come to tell you.The different therapy you have to do.
你要喝梨啊。
You have to drink the soup made from pears.
或者喝什么东西都会有很多人。
You have to drink certain soups.
甚至有个人告诉我说，我有一个秘方。
So once a guy told me, I have a really secret recipe. Yeah.
他说就是喝啤酒。
That is to drink a beer.
完了，你这咳嗽就会好的。
Then that the drinking beer will cure.You're coughing.
他的理由是什么?
What is the reasoning?
他的理由是什么?
What is the reasoning?
我过去曾经有一次。
He said, once I did so I believe this will cure my cough.
甚至有一次我去一个地方讲道的时候有个阿姨她给我一包药。
Once I went to a place to preach, and an old lady gave me a bag of herbs.
她说我看你正在咳嗽啊我好难过所以我给你一包药。
He said, I see you're coughing a lot, so I'm giving you this small bag of herbs.
是一个中成药。他说，但是呢，对不起啊，他说那个，这些包装啊、包标牌啊、这些那个说明书都没有了。
He said, it just wrapped informally. All of the instructions are gone.
吃了这个肯定会好的。
Just eat it, you know.
可能有一点点的副作用是什么呢？你的心脏会跳得快一点点。
You may have some sad effect about it, meaning your heart will beat faster.
你说我能够敢喝吗？敢吃吗
？Do you think I dare to drink it?
他请问他的理由是什么？
What is her reasoning?
因为我曾经有一次就是吃这个治好的。
Because she said, I have been cured by eating this.
你知道吗？我们都活在过去当中的。
You know, we always living in the past.
经验对我们来讲非常重要的。
We always give more weight on the experiences.
经验会给我们很足的安全感。
So we feel secure about
我们一般人都不想改变的。
We don't want to change ourselves.
你知道美国人、西方人很爱吃番茄。
You know, the Western people like to eat tomatoes.
你知道第一个吃番茄的人他是公开的要吃的。
The first guy who ate the tomatoes is the potatoes?
对。那个
tomatoes,
对。
Yeah, okay.
完了之后呢他的甚至医生都在。
Actually, the doctors are on site.
那么吃到第三个的时候有人甚至晕倒。
Then the third guy, after eat it, become fainted.
为什么从来没有人吃过
？Because no one has eaten tomatoes before.
大家以为吃这个肯定会死的。
Because people in those time, people believe eating a tomato will kill you.
中国说第一个吃螃蟹的人是不容易的。
In China, people use a different proverb saying the first guy eating crab is not easy.
你知道瞎眼要做的是什么事情吗？瞎子要做的是什么事情？
Do you know what this blind man wants to do?
他是一个生来就瞎眼的人。
He's a born blind.
他现在要做一件他从来没有做过的事情。
He's trying to do a thing that has never dreamed about doing.
这是他经验里面没有过的经验。
This is something impossible in his experience.
耶稣说：“要我为你做什么？”
Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
我要能看见。
He said, "I want to see."
他在做一件从来没有经验过的事情。
He wants to do something that I have never experienced.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
有些时候我们习惯了某一种的生活状态。
We get used to a living style.
你不想改变。
You don't want to change.
甚至有些人生活在肮脏的一种环境里面
Even some people live in the wicked world
他也不想改变
He does not want to change
我念神学的时候呢
When I was in a seminary
我们早上第一件事情是做什么是打扫卫生
Do you know the first thing we do in seminary is we get up, we clean
打扫卫生呢我们很喜欢擦一个走廊
The best task I'd like to have is just wiping over the hallway.
我们最不想做的事情就是打扫厕所。
The worst task is to clean the toilet.
我刚刚到神学院作为新生的时候，第一件事情是打扫厕所。
When I was a freshman in the seminary, I was assigned to clean the toilet.
我很不愿意。
I really dislike it.
但是没有办法，我要去。
But I have no other choice.
打扫厕所是两个人一起干的活。
So it's actually task undertaken by two people.
那另外一个是那个我的学长，他会教我怎么一起做。
The other one is my classmate, a great Bob.
完了呢，他会教我先水整个冲一遍。
He teach me how to do it, just to rinse it first.
撒上肥皂。
Then spread the detergent powder.
完了再刷一遍。
Then wash it.
刷完了再冲干净。
Then rinse it over again.
冲干净再把水给刮了。
After rinsing it, you just wipe up.
那新加坡很干净的，我每一天都要做的。
You know, in Singapore, the environment is very tidy, and so I have to do it every day.
第一天感觉不舒服。
The first day I felt terribly about it.
味道很不好。
Because the smell is bad.
后来呢，第二次我又做了。
Then the second comes the second day, I did it again.
这样的程序又重复一遍。
And over and over, I did.
我熟悉了。第三天我又做了。
I become familiar with the job.
第十一个星期我做了。
After a week, I did it again.
第二个星期我做了。
After 2 weeks, I did it again.
第一个月我做了。
After the first month, I did it again.
第二个月我做了。
After the second month, I did.
第三个月我做完了的时候，后来那个老师告诉我说：“你现在可以去扫走廊了。”
After 3 months, then my teacher tell me now
you can go. 那是我以前梦想的工作。
To wipe up your the hallway, a job I dreamed before.
那个是不需要跟人配合的工作。
A job that I do not depend upon cooperation.
那个是很简单的工作。
A easier job.
但是你知道吗？我接到这个通知的时候，我的反应是什么
？But when I was noticed to change my task, you know what's my reaction?
我不想换我的工作。
I don't want to change my task anymore.
我喜欢上扫厕所了。
Because I love to clean the restroom.
为什么
？Why?
习惯了。
Because I get used to it.
因为我习惯了。
I get used to it.
我知道程序了。
I know whole procedure.
我在这个程序里面，我有安全感了。
I feel secure in this whole procedure.
我不想改动。
I don't want to change.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以当他说我要能看见的时候。
When Bartimaeus said, I want to see.
他说要做的是颠覆自己人生的事情。
He is trying to do something that is overturning his life.
我常常会想到另外一个故事。
I often think about another story.
就是圣经里面。约翰福音第五章，在比士大旁边有一个人。
This talks about another story in the book of John about a guy near Bethesda.
他在那边一共38年的一个瘫痪的人。
It's a guy paralyzed for 38 years.
他要在比士大旁边，就是为了寻求医治的。
He want to be healed aside the Bethesda pool.
后来耶稣来了。
Then Jesus came.
你要痊愈吗？
Do you want to be cured?
我告诉你，这是一个封闭式的答案问题。
This is a closed and ended question.
耶稣问巴底买斯，你要我为你做什么？这是开放式的问题。
When Jesus was asking Bartimaeus, it was an open-ended question.
封闭式的问题是比较容易回答的。
For a closed-ended question, it's easier to answer.
你要痊愈吗
？Do you want to be healed fully?
病了38年的病人，他天天待在 比斯达旁边就是等痊愈的，你说回答应该是怎样的？
For a guy who has been paralyzed for 38 years, what will be his answer?
弟兄们姐妹们，你说应该回答是怎样的？
What would he say?
你想当然应该是说要。
Of course he is going to say yes.
但是圣经里面那个人不是说要。
But actually that guy did not answer in this way.
他说每一次都被别人想那个水动的时候都被别人抢去了。
When the water vibrates, actually, always there are other people get into the water before me.
他说没有人帮我下去。
Nobody helps me to get into the water.
你会发现他的回答是苦毒的。
You know, his answer is full of bitterness.
他的回答是埋怨的。
He has a lot of complaints in his answer.
所以你不要以为我要痊愈，这是他的答案。
Do not believe that I want to be healed is an easy answer.
我很相信第一年的时候，水动的时候，他一定满怀盼望自己想得医治。
Think about the situation where the first year when he got there.
第二年的时候，他也
full of hope for the
他仍然有盼望。第二年的时候
，the second year he still holds on that hope.
甚至第五年的时候，他也盼望要痊愈。
Even the fifth year when he comes to the pool, he still holds that hope.
后来第十年
，then comes the 10 years.
第二十年
，the 20 years.
第二十五年
，the 25 years.
第三十年
，the 30 years.
三十五年
，35 years.
三十八年的时候
，38 years.
他每一次每一次的失败
，when he failed every time.
三十八年，有个人问他：“你要痊愈吗
？”Now comes the 38 years. Some people ask, "Do you want to be healed?"
他对痊愈不再敏感。
He has no hope for the heal.
他心中充满的是苦毒和埋怨。
He is full of bitterness and complaints in his heart.
但是瞎子巴迪买不一样。
But this blind man, Bartimaeus, is different.
他说我要能看见。
He said to Jesus, I want to see.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
电影《肖申克的救赎》有部电影。
Have you seen a movie titled as Shawshank Redemption? The Shawshank Redemption.
里面有个黑人那个演员叫 Freeman Morgan、哦
There's a character in that movie acted by Morgan Freeman.
他在那个监狱里面的生活，他有一句话很经典。
He said a line which is very famous.
他说体制化的一个威胁就在于
the dangers of institutionalization.
开始的时候你讨厌他
you hate it in the beginning.
后来的时候你适应他。
Then you became to be adaptive to it.
再后来的时候，你喜欢它了。
Then further later, you became to love it.
即使在监狱的生活里面，你也会喜欢它。
Even for a present life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
梦想是要愿意改变现状。
Dream is about your willingness to change the status quo.
好，现在我想问一个问题。
Now I want to ask you a question.
瞎子巴蒂买，瞎眼的时候生活比较容易呢，还是看见的时候生活比较容易？
Is the life easier for Bartimaeus when he was blind or after his blindness is cured?
你知道圣经里面第十节里面，耶稣说：“你去吧，你的信救了你。”
Because here Jesus said, "You have been healed because of your faith."
完了，巴蒂买马上就看见了。
Then he received his sight.
看见之后呢？
What happened after he received his sight?
我告诉你，他看见之后所大遇见的挑战比看不见的时候要大得多得多。
I have to tell you that the challenge he's going to face after receive his sight is even greater.
如果是瞎眼的时候
，If he's still blind,
我可以继续在别人下生活。
I can depend upon other people's help to live a life.
啊，我出去的时候
，When I go out.
有一条道是我的。
I have a special pathway.
我告诉你，在盲人道上，你要撞到盲人的话，你要负法律责任的哦。
You have to be careful that you don't want to walk on the special path for the blind man.
特别是当时的这些犹太社区里面，多弱势群体是非常有帮助的。
Even in those time in the Jew society, the weak people are helped.
有专门的人、专门的群体去帮助他的。
There are special groups to assist them.
但是呢，现在看见了。
But now think about he became a sighted man.
他伸手的时候，有人会给他吗
？When he, reached his hands for help, would people respond now?
犹太人的成年人，他必须有一个手艺的。
For Jew adults, they need to have a vocation.
所以耶稣是那个木匠。
So Jesus was a carpenter.
保罗是支搭帐篷的。
Paul lives by weaving the tents.
瞎子巴蒂买不需要有技巧。
The blind man Bartimaeus does not need vocational skills.
因为他是瞎眼的。
Because he's blind.
问题是现在他看见之后呢？
But think about if he became sighted.
他必须有生活技巧。
Now he needs life skills.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
所以未来对瞎眼巴提买来说更可怕。
The future is very uncertain.
未来会有更多的一些挑战在等待着他。
There might be more challenge waiting for Bartimaeus.
看见之后的巴提买该怎么办
？Bartimaeus who has sight, what can he do？
你知道现在有很多的不是瞎子的要装瞎子。
You know, nowadays there are people who pretend to be blind man.
我在中国的报纸上看到，他说有一个地方。有个乞丐瞎眼的正在那个有很多的钱放着他在那边那个跪在那边就祈求帮助。
I read a story from the newspaper that a guy kneeled down and there's a lot of money in front of him.
后来有几个人把他的那个前面的钱给拿走了。
Then there came a few guys trying to steal his money.
偷偷的拿走了。
They just steal his money.
所以这个瞎子看见自己的钱被拿走了，马上掏手机报警。
When the fake blind man saw his money were stolen, he picked up his cell phone and called 911.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
在这一段的经文里面，你会发现，当瞎眼立刻看见之后，就在路上跟随耶稣。
It talks about immediately after he received sight, he decided to follow Jesus.
看得见的巴提买，他把未来交托给耶稣的手中。
Bartimaeus, who is a sight person, gave his future into Jesus' hands.
未来是个奥秘。
It's a mystery.
你知道未来之所以可怕，就是因为我们没有办法去测度未来。
Sometimes you're uncertain about the future is because you can't predict what's happening in the future.
巴提买所做的是把未来交托在耶稣的手中。
What Bartimaeus has done here is to give his future into Jesus' hands.
那个足球明星卡卡，有人问他：“你未来怎么看待你的未来
？”When people ask the soccer star player Kaká, how you're going to manage your future?
卡卡说：“我的未来在上帝手中。”
Kaká answered by saying, "My future is in God's hands."
各位亲爱的朋友，各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的未来你没有办法掌握。
Brothers and sisters and dear friends, you can't have control over your future.
我们的梦想，我们的计划都并非都能够实现。
You can't always, you know, have your dreams and plans come true.
但是请你相信你的上帝，他值得我们相信。
But you have to believe that your Lord God is faithful.
值得我们把我们的未来交托在上帝手中。
He's worth that we can give our future to him.
下一个星期就是2014年。
Next week we enter into the new year 2014.
我不知道你的2014年有什么计划，有什么梦想。
I do not know what specific plans and dreams you have for 2014.
各位亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹，各位长辈，你的2014年、2015年有什么计划
？For young brothers and sisters, even for those senior brothers and sisters, what kind of a plan you have for your next year?
我不知道，但是我想说的是，请你把你的2014年交托在上帝手中。
I do not know, but I want to ask you.To give your plans and dreams into God's hands.
保罗在提摩太后书的第一章第十二节说
，Paul said this in the Second Timothy, chapter one, 第一章吗？
对
，chapter one, verses 12.
因为我知道我所信的是谁
，because I know whom I have believed.
也深信他能够保全我所交托给他的。
And I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him.
直到那日
，For that day，
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
保罗说：“我知道我所相信的是谁。
”I know whom I have believed。
我知道他能够保全我所交托给他的。
Paul said that I know he's capable to guard what I have entrusted to him。
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我跟大家我们不熟悉，我们不认识，但是我想说的是，请你把你的2014年交托在上帝手中。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, I don't know you guys well, but I have to say this to you. Give your plans and dreams for the year of 2014.Into God's hands.
2013年已经过去，我们不能够为他梦想了。
2013, it's about over.
我们把2014年交托在上帝手中。
We can't live with our dream for the 2013. We have to give our dreams into God's hands for 2014.
大概在五六年前，我曾经写过我的梦想十年的计划。
About 5 or 6 years ago, I wrote about my 10-year dreams and plans.
在这十年里面，我要做什么？我要形成一个计划。
I have written a 10-year plan.
我写了大概四五页的计划。
About what I'm supposed to do, it's about 5-4 page long future plan.
我永远记得，当我写好计划之后，我把它打印打出来。
I remember at that time when I finished, you know, writing it up, I printed it.
我捧在手中，我做一个祷告。
I put it in my hands and I prayed.
我说上帝啊，这是我的人生计划。
I prayed to Lord that, Lord, this is my life, this is my next 10 years future plan.
但是我说上帝啊，我不知道能不能实现。
Then Lord, I don't know if all of the things in there will come true.
我也不知道我未来十年会发生什么样的事情。
I also am not certain what will be happening to me in the next 10 years.
我说上帝啊，求你能够保全我的未来的十年。
Lord, please safeguard the next 10 years for me.
我永远记得那次的祷告。
I always remember the prayer I made 5 years ago.
我就想把我的未来交给上帝一样。
I decided to give my future to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，把你的未来交给上帝。
Brothers and sisters, give your future to God.
这就是今天我与弟兄姊妹所分享的为主来梦想。
This is what I want to focus my sermon today. Dream a dream.For the Lord.
不要让过去的压力，不要让过去的压力。
Do not let the past, which is full of pressure and difficulties.
不要让对未来的恐惧。
Do not let your worry for the future.
来限制我们的梦想。
To limit you or overwhelm you.
如果保罗没有梦想，他如何能够抵挡各样的患难，继续去传扬福音呢？
If Paul did not have a dream, how come he can overcome all the difficulties to preach gospel?
如果没有梦想，马里逊如何能够在200多年前把福音带到中国呢？
If there was not a dream for Morrison, right? Morrison, yeah. How he can bring the gospel to mainland China 200 years ago?
让我们一起来为主来梦想。
Let's dream a dream for Lord.
为主来改变。
We make change.
我们需要有一颗仰望上帝的心。
We can look upon Lord with a humble heart.
靠主来梦想。
We depend on Lord to dream a dream.
靠主来改变。
We depend on Lord to make change.
为你的事业。
For your career.
为你的家庭。
For your family.
为你的服事
for your service,
也为我们这个教会
for this church,
编织我们未来的梦
let's weave a future dream together.
不是满足个人的需要
it's not a dream to satisfy your personal needs.
不是满足我们个人的权利
to not satisfy your desire for power.
只为主的缘故
but only for the Lord.
我盼望弟兄姐妹，我们现在一起做一个祷告。
Let's pray together, brothers and sisters.
这是2013年的最后一天，最后一个星期。
This is the last week of 2013.
我们现在让我们每一个人为你的2014年的家庭、你的婚姻，无论什么东西，我们在向上帝祷告。
I want to ask you to pray for either your family, your personal needs, or your career before the Lord.
我们做一个交托的祷告。
Let's commit this prayer to God.
我给大家一分钟的时间，我们为着你的事业，为着你的情感，为着你的你的学业，为着你的家庭，为着教会的侍奉，我们做一个交托的祷告。
I give you a 1 minute to pray, and you can think about all your needs regarding your career, your family, your study, or your personal needs.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们要感谢，我们要赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to give all the thanks and praises to you.
在2013年的最后一个礼拜天
，In the last week of 2013,
我们愿意交托我们对于未来2014年的梦想。
We want to commit our future and dreams to you.
在座的每一个人都是你所爱的。
Everyone who is sitting here is loved by you.
你知道每一个人，你在乎每一个人。
You know everyone and you care everyone.
无论他现在遇见什么样的状况。
No matter what circumstances he or she is in.
无论这些状况看起来有多么的糟糕。
No matter how difficult or terrible the circumstances are.
我们今天在你面前向你祈求祷告。
We come before you and pray for your help.
祝福在座的每一位的2014年。
Bless each and every one for 2014.
求你能够做我们2014年的牧者。
You are the shepherd for the time of 2014 for everyone.
在我们的工作上，你是我们的牧者。
You are a shepherd that taking care of our career needs.
在我们的家庭生活当中，你做我们的牧者。
In our family lives, you are our shepherd.
在我们的情感生活当中，你做我们的牧者。
In our emotional lives, you are our shepherd.
在我们的学习过程里面，你做我们的牧者。
On our study lives, you are our shepherd.
在我们侍奉过程当中，你同样成为我们的牧者。
In our service in the church ministry,
you are our shepherd. 就像过去你在我们的生命当中坐着为王一样。
It's just like you have been the king of kings in the past.
孩子，奉主耶稣基督的名向你祷告，把我们每一个人的2014年交托在你的手中。
We pray in Jesus' name that we ask for your blessing to each and every one for the plans and the future dreams in the year of 2014.
愿我们的上帝在我们每一个人的2014年坐着为王。
May Lord continue to be the King of Kings in each and every one's life.In 2014.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Chen, for the message.
谢谢牧师的证道。
Please stand as we sing our closing hymn, number 106, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. We will sing verses 3 and 4.
我们今天的回应诗歌是圣诗106首，我们的唱的结束是三节和四节。
Please stand.
大家请起立。
Doxology.
我们来一起唱三一颂。 赞美真神，万福之根，世上万民赞美主恩，天使天君赞美主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵，阿门。
Pastor Chen, could you please give the benediction?
好，我们一起做结束祷告。天父上帝，我们要感谢你，求你能够将更丰富的恩典、更大的祝福，祝福我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹的身上。无论我们遇见2014年遇见什么事情，但是我们非常相信你必将你更多的祝福临到我们每一个人的身上。谢谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿门。
You may be seated.
大家请坐。
再一次谢谢牧师带来的信息。我们在这里欢迎第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姐妹跟朋友们。我们首先介绍一下牧师你师母是不是在我们当中？我们周丽有。欢迎你，欢迎欢迎两位这个远道来到我们当中。其他还有没有我们在我的右手边有没有第一次来到我们当中的？Anyone first time here from my right hand side or middle row? 在中间的有没有？要不要请你自我介绍一下？ Would you like to introduce yourself to us? 欢迎欢迎欢迎。还有没有其他的弟兄姐妹们？都哦 ，OK， let me go through。我先用这个中文报告一下，然后我再用I'll start with the Mandarin and then with English later。我们这个是比较重要的，就是从明年开始呢，我们这个聚会的时间会有变动，就是现代崇拜呢，就是9:30到10:45。中文主日学呢9:30到10:30，然后这个双语的主日崇拜呢是11:00到12:15，这个是比较重要的。那其他的这个第三、第四、第五呢，我们都重复，请各位有时间的时候再看一下。就是还有就是这个第五点，我想是主日学的这个题目呢，我们在新的一季呢在近日内会通知各位。Again, the most important thing of the announcement is the worship time. We're going to change in the next year. We're going to move up about 15 minutes. So the contemporary worship will be starting at 9:30 to 10:45, and Chinese Sunday school will start a little bit early as well, 9:30 to 10:30.And I'm sorry, it's 15 minutes later. I'm sorry. Bilingual service will be 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. And the remaining are the repeat from the last week. So if you can take some time to read it yourself. And so did I miss anything? Okay. So would you... stand and let's recite the Lord's Prayer together. 请大家起立，我们一起来以主导文来结束我们今天的崇拜。好，let's do it together. 我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。 因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你，直到永远。阿们。好，请坐。愿这个恩惠平安，上帝的约翰里面与大家同在。